The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, May 30, 2023. Authorities, representatives of social and political organizations, diplomats and artists from Cuba and Argentina commemorated the 50th anniversary of the reestablishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. At the Kushner Cultural Center, the Unbreakable Brothers Gala brought together members of the Solidarity Movement with Cuba, grandmothers and mothers of Plaza de Mayo, trade unionists, ministers, and graduates in Cuba, among others. The event was also attended by representatives of the Union of Cuban Residents and staff of the Cuban Embassy. During the meeting, the Secretary of Foreign Relations of Argentina, Pablo Tittamanti, assured that the ties between the two peoples go beyond political aspects and last over time, regardless of eventual decisions by governments. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez hailed the 76th anniversary of the praiseworthy work of the Cuban Association of the United Nations has done as an organization of the complex society. On Twitter, Rodriguez stated that the Cuban Association of the UN, alongside its individual and collective partners, works to build a better world, honoring the commitment to multilateralism and the United Nations Charter. The association is the same social media that maintains its commitment to defending the Cuban Revolution and its foreign policy in several multilateral scenarios and its mission to bring together the Cuban civil society. Registered in the Ministry of Justice as a non-governmental, non-profit organization, the Association of the United Nations of Cuba groups voluntarily to natural and legal persons genuinely interested in learning and participating in the management of the United Nations. It has been working continuously for more than 60 years to promote the aims and principles of this world organization. Cuba's Meteorological Service has the technological tools and human capital to follow the trajectory and evolution of heavy weather events that could threaten the country in the upcoming hurricane season. The Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1st to November 30 in this geographical area formed by the North Atlantic Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Caribbean Sea. This season, the number of named storms should be slightly lower than the historical average of 14, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration forecasted. The Colorado State University in the United States predicted 13 named storms, six of which would become hurricanes. The Forecasting Center of the Cuban Institute of Meteorology stated that 11 named cyclones would be formed this year. Of that figure, seven would be developed in the North Atlantic region, two in the Caribbean Sea, and two in the Gulf of Mexico. Five of them could reach hurricane status, Grammy newspaper reported. French violinist Manon Galli and Cuban pianist Jorge Emilio González will soon give two concerts in Havana, according to the program of the Month of French Culture in Cuba. The first concert will be on May 31st at 6 p.m. local time at the Basilica Menor del Convento de San Francisco de Assis, located in Havana's historic center. There, the artists will perform works by relevant musicians such as Claude Debussy, Yasha Heifetz, Clara Schumann, and Ludwig van Beethoven. In addition, on June 3, they will offer another presentation at the Teatro Martí at 7 p.m. local time, this time with a program that will include the composers Claude Debussy, Yasha Heifetz, Maurice Ravel, J.L. Fleury, Francis Poulenc, and Lily Boulanger. Both concerts are part of the activities for the Month of French Culture in Cuba, to be held in this capital and Santiago de Cuba until June 4. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel attended the inauguration of the first international scientific convention of the University of Havana, Saber UH, in the context of the 295th anniversary of the Center of Higher Studies. The forum, which will last until June 2, is being attended by more than 2,000 participants from the five continents, including professors and researchers, specialists in economics, accounting, tourism, and administration, with the aim of socializing the scientific and professional production related to these areas of knowledge. It also includes debates on law, basic sciences, local development, problems of higher education in the 21st century, economics and public administration, among other topics. On the closing day at the Aula Magna of the University of Havana, the ceremony of investiture as Doctor Honoris Causa in Social and Humanistic Sciences of the renowned Cuban singer-songwriter Silvio Rodriguez is scheduled. And in the international agenda, we have that the president of Costa Rica, Rodrigo Chavez, will sign the law against organized crime aimed at combating the high crime rates that Costa Rica is facing. The deputies approved on Monday the reform, whose bill established a series of changes to the law creating the jurisdiction specialized on organized crime. Just a few days ago, the Attorney General, Carlos Diaz, explained that if the law did not enter into force before June 7th, there was a risk that several leaders of criminal gangs would return to the streets after the expiration of their pretrial detention. The reform is one of the five legal initiatives that seek to combat the crime wave facing Costa Rica, with a record number of some 350 homicides reported so far in 2023. Meanwhile, a study on the transformation towards new rurality in Latin America, its results and projections, is under discussion this Tuesday during a regional meeting of journalists organized by ECLAC in Mexico City. The event draws attention to the results of the International Cooperation Project, financed by the International Fund for Agricultural Development. The meeting takes place at the sub-regional headquarters of the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, in Mexico. It includes workshops and keynote speeches on issues such as how rural areas have been transformed in economic, social, and cultural terms. This project aims to promote regional meetings among ministries of finance, development, and territorial planning, as well as with central banks and statistical offices. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.